From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Thwarted in its attempt to block one part of Missouri's newest abortion law, Planned Parenthood has now filed a second lawsuit challenging another part of the law. Dan Margulies reports.
The lawsuit seeks to block a regulation requiring providers of medication abortions to contract with an OBGYN who has hospital admitting privileges. The OBGYN must be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to treat complications from a medication abortion. Planned Parenthood says the regulation is the latest in a series of medically unnecessary requirements imposed by the state. Last week, a state court judge denied Planned Parenthood's request to block a portion of the law that requires the same physician providing an abortion to meet with the patient 3 days before the procedure. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Missouri is one of three states in the country where texting while driving is legal, but that could soon change in Columbia. Only motorists 21 years old or younger and commercial drivers are prohibited from texting while driving, though some legislators have been pushing a ban for years. Now, a proposed city ordinance could accomplish what state legislators have been unable to do, ban all texting while driving in Columbia. The draft ordinance will be introduced to Columbia City Council in December. Advocates against sexual violence say Missouri's lack of evidence testing in some sexual assault cases make it harder to link repeat offenders to more than one victim. Law enforcement officials say many agencies don't send evidence for testing unless the victim wants to go forward with potential charges. They say testing every evidence kit would also add to Missouri's already extensive backlog. The Columbia Missourian reports Missouri hasn't done a statewide audit on the number of untested evidence kits. Advocates say the inaction makes it more difficult to identify repeat offenders. The advocacy group Joyful Heart Foundation says that even if a survivor knows the attacker and chooses not to pursue charges, the attacker's DNA can still be matched to other victims if the evidence is tested. A hotly contested request for tax increment financing failed to win the approval of the Tax Increment Financing Commission last night. The commission said the request didn't meet necessary legal requirements. The commission voted 8-3 against recommending that the Columbia City Council approve the TIF request to help fund a second tower of the Broadway Hotel. David Parmley, owner of the Broadway Hotel, is asking for about $2.1 million to help build the second tower, which would be behind the existing tower on East Walnut Street. Parmley expects construction would cost $20 million and says he can't build the tower without the incentive. The council will have the final say in the approval of the TIF request and is expected to vote on December 4th. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.